there's a history in Tampa, the Ponce de Leon projects, some others, where these residents have been given these vouchers, and as many as 80 to 90% of them are not allowed to get back into these subdivisions once they've been redeveloped. And so these people remain displaced, or they wind up in situations where living conditions can be very challenging. Families are broken up. The economic base of the community is displaced. The political demographics are messed up in a sense. And so there are a lot of things to be considered, and we believe there are more voices that need to be heard and more people in the conversation at the table.
So how does Occupy Tampa fit into this picture?
Well, the members of Occupy, a number of them, who I believe are very conscientious individuals who are concerned about the community, and many of them actually live in the area adjacent to North Boulevard Homes. They live on that in that Main Street area, in that park, and so they've gotten to know people in the community, and we know that they are really galvanized to go after any issue that they feel unfairly impacts people and leaves critical elements out of the process of decision-making. And so they are just coming along to work along with us like I'm doing to support this community and to try to get the mayor and the powers that be and the city to recognize that we don't want the same old business as usual where people are given vouchers, they're displaced. And when the standards are set for reentry, the indigenous population has no say-so about that, and many of these people never get a chance to move into these new developments. We also have a real concern that this is not just another effort at gentrification.
What do you think it is?
Well, I think that with the Republican National Convention coming here, I think with what we've seen in cities across the nation where they want to, I believe, with the mindset that this is sort of cleaning up the area and making it more aesthetically pleasing, to find a method to get rid of what they consider the more undesirable elements of the population, they do it through these redevelopment plans. And so we can't say for certain that that is what is afoot, but it is something that needs to be seriously considered.